That's probably about it. I got maybe half a pail left to pick here, so. And we'll see how my day goes. I'll have to work in a nap there someplace, too. so I get smart again. boy. Anyways, back to you, Pierre. The E5 Alpha Lima, the E5 RJM.
Better yet, you know, for the age of that radio, I don't know. Node 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7. Timeout.
I'm not going to push it all that much. I'll be using it mostly on low power anyways. So, should be okay. And, yeah, I don't know. I was going to ask something and I forgot here, so it had to come back to me maybe. But, anyways, everybody had a good time camping and so forth, like I told you before there on the phone. And that sort of thing. So happy for that, that everything went well. So back to you. I think the first week of September will work out just perfect, just unless Michelle's working now. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, that radio, I use it probably two times, that's it. And after that, I never use it. I use my Gizu ST5ZR all the time. So I said, well, what the hell? I don't need that radio. I don't care. So my brother, Rindy, was the first one. And there we go. Yeah. I replaced the coax Hardrick 59 with a new PL259. I put that little fan on it, and there was no scratch at all on that radio. Nothing. It looked like a brand new. And that radio is not young, I believe. A pretty old radio. Very good quality. The audio is awesome. Very good audio. And you have a tone patch on it and everything. So, oh my God, I'm happy to give it to you, honestly. I'm very happy. Very, very happy to give it to you. My pleasure, Randy. Back to you.
Well, thank you for that, that's for sure. Can't say thank you enough. I've been looking for that radio for a long time, but everybody wants a stupid, crazy price on eBay for those things. And it's an old radio, you know. It's you can buy a new one for what they were asking on their a dual band and higher power. Unbelievable. But I suppose they always think there's a chance that somebody will want it for something. But it won't be me. But, anyways, no, fine business on that. Thank you again. I can't say thank you enough there, to you there, Pierre, that's for sure. And, yeah, everything is good. I got to catch up on some emails here. So that'll probably take up most of my morning. But, we'll see what happens. See what happens, not going to push myself today, that's for sure. Didn't get enough sleep last night, and I don't feel too bad. So, that's a good thing. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, and that radio is 45 output power. 45 watts. And on my car, it's I'm can you remember the serial number, but that's 50 watts, so it doesn't make too much a difference between 45 watts and 50 watts, you know. Pretty much the same. So, yeah, you'll be all set to go. I'm happy to do that for you. Anyway, so not too much here right now. It's 12 Celsius and totally overcast and no. Supposed to get 29 today, and tomorrow 32, and Monday rain, 70%, I hope. Hey, we need a rain. Maybe you guys over there, you have too much rain, but Saskatoon, it was not bad, honestly, not too much, to be honest. I'm watering my coming, but September sometime, that's pretty nice weather, 28, 29 or something, you know. Still a summer. So, anyway, yeah, after my trip with you, I'd probably going to a forestry farm. I didn't go too far, too many times this summer. It's stupid. Because they don't want to bite. I don't know what the hell's going on. I never had a problem before. That's very strange. But I think September will be first. Trout will be a little bit bigger, and you know, so we'll see. But you, Randy, DE5 or JMD5, AL.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fall time is actually a nice time for going fishing. You know, water cools off a little bit, fish get a little bit more active, and you catch more. So, yeah, it all has to do with the seasons there and the days that you go. So, but yesterday we were at Fishing Lake, you know, where we went last time, and wilders, I don't know what to say. fish were actually slow biting. We caught one with, I didn't have my hook in the water, and Marty had one already on his line pulling it in. So, and then we thought, holy cow, this is going to be good. So, then we didn't get one for about an hour and a half. And then that's when I talked to you there, and then we came across this hole here, I guess, with them, and bang, 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 bang. They just fired up, and we're on our way back home very shortly. So just had to find them a little bit. It was quite wavy on the lake, and you know, your mouth is from side to side and all that. So it wasn't really an excellent day for fishing weather-wise, you know, because it was pretty windy. But anyways, we caught lots of fish. We threw quite a few back, you know. They're either too big or too small. So, I think Michelle would have caught the biggest one. I forget how many inches it was, but it was a good size. So she kind of cried when she threw that one back. But she was the one that was catching all the fish yesterday, Michelle was. So she was in her glory there. So she had a great holiday. And now today is back to routine for us, so which is nice that we're able to get away. D5 Alpha Lima, D5 RJM.
Well, Randy, I have a job for you. Maybe it would be nice if you had another rope and you in your back on the boat. What I told you before, that will be more easy to hold it. What do you think? Back to you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, we got one. I think the week after or something, or 2 weeks after, we got put a rope on it. I put
Time out.
But yeah, when it's wavy there, we put it on. Yesterday we put it on. It saved us big time. We were able to keep the boat nice and straight, and it worked well. We've seen that another boat had that as well. A lady was holding the boat there with two lines, one in the front and the bow, and one in the stern and the back. So it worked out really good for her there. So, and then you suggested it as well there. So I figured, well, better get on it.